91X News.
It's -6 with light snow at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Megan Pounder. 80 more grocery stores in Ontario will be allowed to sell beer and cider this summer. The provincial government has opened up bidding for grocery stores looking to get in on sales of suds and will announce the selected locations in May. The expanded sales began in December 2015, and now 130 stores sell beer and cider, with 70 of those also selling wine. Beer and cider will eventually be sold in up to 450 grocery stores in Ontario, and wine will be in up to 300 of those stores. Grocery stores are allowed to sell beer in tallboy cans and six-packs, with Liquor Control Board of Ontario stores selling 6 and 12 packs of beer, but the foreign-owned beer store retains exclusive rights to sell cases of 24. The grocers have to have designated shelf areas for alcohol and have standard hours of sale. A major rally is planned in Hamilton today, where demonstrators will call on the provincial government to free up more health care dollars. The Canadian Union of Public Employees says hospital and long-term care employees will be bussed in from all over Ontario to take part in this rally. QP is calling for a 5% provincial funding increase this year for hospitals and long-term care. Two suspects have been charged after police say a dog was dragged by a car for nearly a kilometre in Welland, Ontario. Niagara Regional Police say they received a call last Thursday and later confirmed that a small Dachshund Beagle mix had been dragged about 800 meters before the car struck another vehicle. Police say the dog suffered what they described as traumatic injuries but was rushed to a nearby veterinarian and was expected to recover. Investigators say the dog's leash had been attached to the passenger side door and that it broke just before the car collided with another vehicle. Several witnesses apparently tried to alert the occupants of the car to what was happening, but to no avail. Police say Cassandra McKay, 42, and Gary DeWild, 47, both of Fort Erie, are each charged with causing unnecessary suffering to a dog and causing injury by willful neglect to a dog. The two are due in court March 29th to face the allegations. An Ontario public pension manager's decision to study the possible consequences of climate change is the latest sign that pension plans are becoming concerned about how it might affect the bottom line. OP Trust released a report last week that reviewed how four climate scenarios, factoring in policy changes and disasters, including hurricanes and wildfires, would affect its $18 billion portfolio. The report by consultancy firm Mercer showed that under a best case, 2 degrees Celsius rise in global temperatures, investments in energy and mining could take a hit, while other areas like infrastructure, real estate, and agriculture could benefit. Premier Kathleen Wynne says Ontario Power Generation must come up with a more reasonable salary range than the $3.8 million cap it arrived at for the CEO. Her comments come after her government faced days of criticism for raises totaling up to $8 million for about 80 executives of OPG and a potential raise of up to $118,000 for the head of transit agency Metrolinx. OPG has said the CEO would earn significantly less than that cap, so Wynne says why set it there?
It's too high. And, you know, I think the reason it's being said that it's that they'd never get there is because they know it's too high. And so then let's get rid of that. Let's have the real range.
Meanwhile, Treasury Board President Liz Sandals is apologizing for saying most GO train riders likely don't have the qualifications to run a multi-billion dollar corporation or nuclear operations. Three states, nearly 100 companies, and some former diplomats are joining forces in support of a restraining order on U.S. President Donald Trump's immigration ban on citizens from 7 Muslim-majority countries. ABC's Alex Stone has more on the Friends of the Court filings.
As a part of the filing, there is a declaration from former Secretaries of State Madeleine Albright and John Kerry, along with a bunch of former national security officials, which reads, quote, "There is no national security purpose for a total bar on entry for aliens from the 7 named countries," end quote. Also a part of the filing, 97 tech companies like Apple, Netflix, and Google asking the court to keep the temporary restraining order in place.
The group writes that the order will aid the Islamic State group's propaganda effort and serve its recruitment message by feeding into the narrative that the United States is at war with Islam. U.S. President Donald Trump's interview with Fox's Bill O'Reilly is making waves across the Atlantic. In the interview, which aired yesterday, Trump suggested he wasn't too concerned about Russian President Vladimir Putin's reputation for killing his political opponents. ABC's Alex Riebel has more.
The Kremlin refused to comment directly on President Donald Trump's words, but it took exception to the interviewer Fox News' Bill O'Reilly calling Putin a killer. Putin's spokesman said Fox ought to apologize, saying it was offensive. But privately, the Kremlin's likely well pleased to hear a U.S. president refusing to criticize it for political murders, something pretty unimaginable just months ago. Patrick Riegel, ABC News, Moscow.
Queen Elizabeth has become the first British monarch to reach the milestone of 65 years on the throne. Today's Sapphire Jubilee is being marked with cannon salutes in London's Green Park and at the Tower of London. Buckingham Palace also released a 2014 photo of the Queen wearing a suit of sapphire jewelry that her father gave her in 1947. Here's the sound of the bells chiming at Westminster Abbey in her honor. That's QNET News on 91X to 1205. Sports is next.
If you are new to the world of vinyl or maybe rediscovering your record collection, Red Ball Radio has the gear for you. They have turntables from Riga and Marantz and a good selection of cartridges from Grado and AT. Good records beget good sound only if your amp and speakers are up to par. Red Ball has a great selection of audio equipment from Yamaha, Paradigm, Cambridge Audio, and Totem on display. From phono cartridges to multi-room audio video systems, Red Ball Radio has you covered. Red Ball Radio, centrally hidden at 6 North Front Street, Belleville, or on the web at redballradio.com.
QNET Sports. The New England Patriots are getting ready for a hero's welcome in Boston after their historic overtime win against the Atlanta Falcons in Super Bowl 51. The Pats came back from a 25-point deficit at halftime to win 34-28. ABC correspondent TJ Holmes recaps this record-setting game.
The New England Patriots capped off the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history with the first ever overtime win in a Super Bowl. Tom Brady now has a record 5th Super Bowl title. He was overcome with emotion after the win, embracing his coach, Bill Belichick. But for most of the night, it appeared the game would be a blowout. The Atlanta Falcons dominated through the second quarter and led 21-3 at halftime. The Patriots ultimately scored 25 consecutive points.
Hundreds gathered in Boston Common Park last night, dancing and chanting Brady to celebrate the victory. Patriots tight end Martellus Bennett says he's not worried about upsetting team owner Robert Kraft by not attending New England's trip to the White House as Super Bowl champions. Bennett said after the Patriots' 34-28 win over the Falcons on Sunday night that he's not going to go to the traditional meet and greet with the president. It will be the first visit of a Super Bowl champion to Washington since Donald Trump was sworn into office. Trump's positions have alienated some athletes, which has raised questions about whether some might choose to skip the trip while the new president is in office. But Bennett said he isn't concerned about it and thinks the team believes in whatever I want to do. Kraft is a supporter of Trump and attended a celebration dinner in Washington for him the night before his inauguration. The Flames had their 3-game winning streak snapped yesterday with a 4-3 loss to the Rangers at Madison Square Garden. Elsewhere, the Oilers earned a 1-0 shootout victory over the Canadiens in Montreal. Edmonton snapped a 3-game skid in the process. The Maple Leafs will look to build off their wild weekend win tonight when they take on the Islanders in Brooklyn. Toronto snapped a 3-game skid Saturday with a 6-5 victory over the Bruins. William Nylander scored a hat trick in the win. Elsewhere tonight, the Blues are in Philadelphia and New Jersey hosts the Sabres. The Raptors return home from a 3-game road trip tonight when they host the LA Clippers at Air Canada Centre. Toronto is coming off of a 103-95 victory over the Nets yesterday. Kyle Lowry played through illness and injury to finish with 15 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists. The Clippers have lost 2 straight. The Cavaliers will try to cool down a red-hot Wizards squad tonight in one of 11 NBA games. Washington has won 7 in a row, while Cleveland has won 2 straight. Elsewhere, the Lakers are in New York, OKC visits Indiana, and the Pistons host the 76ers. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Periods of snow today, up to 2 centimeters with a high of minus 2. Tonight will be cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries this evening. Risk of freezing drizzle overnight with a low of minus 3. At 12:09, it's minus 6 and lightly snowing. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Megan Pounder. News on 91X next at 1 o'clock.